Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you as we get ready to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. We've got wide receiver James Price joining us here on the program. Our first chance to talk to James, and looking forward to it. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, not a problem. So, you know, this is a pretty important spring for you and a lot of the wide receivers, I'd say, at Wyoming, right? Because, you guys are kind of the next group that followed up a pretty good senior class. How would you feel like spring has gone for you? Do you feel like it's good momentum heading into your next season with the Cowboys?
I feel like this spring we've definitely had a lot of development. We've got a lot of guys stepping up, making plays so far this spring. Still a lot of room for improvement. But I think it is vital that we start to see some of the younger guys turn into older guys and transition into leadership roles. And I think so far we've seen a lot of that going into the spring.
You know, so many of the balls went to Tanner and Jake and Jacob last year. And how hard is that? You lose that much of the wide receiving core to build that back up. You guys saw some playing time, some time in there. So how hard has that been to kind of get into that flow with Josh and the quarterbacks?
I think just with that on and off the field chemistry with Josh has already been built. Mm-hmm. As far as our age, we might be young, but I think mentally and then as far as our experience and practice reps, I feel like we all feel pretty confident that it will be a smooth transition even with that senior class leaving. But definitely going to next year, we're excited to see who's going to step up and be able to make plays.
Well, heck, you're going into your third year already, James. Do you feel like a veteran out there, or does it feel like you're kind of a new guy still?
In some ways, I do. Just having that on-field experience. But at the same time, I'm only 19 years old, so it's like going into my junior season as a 19-year-old. I'm expected to step up and make plays and fulfill a leadership role, both verbally and with my play. But I feel very confident that I can handle the pressures that are coming with that.
Now, wait a second. You're 19. Are you going to turn 20 before you start the next season?
I am not.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What? Okay, so when you graduated high school, what were you, just barely 17?
Yep, just barely.
So, take me, is it just because of where your birthday fell, or were you, I know you're a smart guy, chemical engineering man. How does that, is it just the way your birthday fell and when you started school?
Yeah, just kind of the way my birthday fell, and then I did start school a little bit earlier when I moved from California to Washington, and so I've always kind of been the younger guy from my age group, but that's just kind of the way it fell.
Chemical engineering, tell me a little bit about how you can juggle football with such a demanding, especially with your time, such a demanding major.
I actually, just this past semester, I actually switched from chemical engineering to business marketing.
Okay.
So it wasn't so much the course load that got to me, but just a change of interest in what I wanted to do with my career path. I felt like business marketing fit my personality and my career path better. So that actually is my most recent switch academically.
Okay. So you mentioned it wasn't the course load. That's a pretty drastic switch, though, chemical engineering to business marketing, right?
Right.
I guess, so you say it fits your personality type a little bit better. What do you want to do with that? I mean, obviously you wanted to play football, I'm guessing, as far as you can, but what would you like to get into?
I think I'd love to get into coaching, but at the same time, I also have a strong passion for business management and marketing. I'd love to be just around sports and the sports industry, whether that's in the front office job or that's coaching. I'm not quite sure yet, but definitely, I want to be around sports as long as possible.
Now, how important is education to you, James?
Oh, it means everything. There's nothing more important as far as being a student-athlete than education.
Because, and a lot of times you see a lot, and you said you're big into sports, and you kind of know how it works at some of the levels of this thing. The focus is so much, and I guess we're guilty of it in the media too, focusing on the football side of going to college. So for you to balance both, football is important, athletics are important. What takes the front stage, I guess, for you whenever push comes to shove?
I think it's just having a level of maturity to be able to put academics first. A lot of guys will say, well, if I'm playing well on the field, the academics will take care of themselves, but it's the exact opposite. You have to do well in the classroom, and you build those consistent habits of, being time management and, being organized, and that's going to transition onto the football field. And so I think it just takes a little bit of maturity to be able to put academics first, but it's definitely the most important thing.
What was it a difficult transition when you first got to Wyoming to kind of balance that time out? Because I know, for a lot of incoming freshmen, that's tough to handle, especially when you started out as a chemical engineering major. Was that a difficult transition?
In some ways it was. I think just with the time management piece, balancing school and football and all the other obligations as a college student athlete, but I think that University of Wyoming has strong academic support systems in place to help us be successful student athletes for many years, and I think once I learned how to utilize those services and those support systems, it's been a smooth transition so far.
Now you as a wide receiver, work as closely with Josh Allen as anybody. When that whole deal was going on during the off season about him kind of flirting with the NFL draft, what's going through your mind? Maybe you guys as wide receivers when all that news is going on?
It was definitely a little bit of a scare. Josh Allen is an incredible talent, but at the same time, I think we were fully prepared with a next man up mentality. That we're going to go into winter conditioning, ready to compete and ready to build the best program we can going into next fall. And so, it would definitely be a heartbreaker to lose Josh Allen this year to the NFL. But it was something that we were prepared for mentally.
The numbers aren't there with the wide receivers that are back, but that's just sheer by getting in the mix. But you, CJ, John, Austin, I mean, there's a good core of talent coming in. What can we expect of the Cowboy wide receivers, in your opinion, this year?
I think the Cowboy wide receiver group is relentless, and we love to compete. We do some trash talking to the defense, and we just love getting after each other. And I think we all want to be the best. We all want to be the best receiver. We all want to see each other succeed. And so just pushing each other internally in the group, I think ultimately is going to help the offense and ultimately the whole team get more wins. And I think from this wide receiver core, we have some youth, but we also have some experience.
Who do you enjoy giving the business to on the other end while you're in spring in terms of trash talking, as you mentioned?
I actually love talking to freshman Tyler Hall. He's a competitive dude out of California. He doesn't always reciprocate the trash talk, but he's definitely fun to compete with, and he's a great talent on the field. And yeah,
can you give me an example of what you're telling him?
I'll just tell him, when I line up, you can't guard me. You're too young. You're too small. And he doesn't always talk back, but he talks with his play, and he's definitely going to be a great player for many years to come.
So I mentioned Austin Conway, and I've had him on the show, and that dude, we talk about being smart, and you're a smart guy, with the focus on academics. He's also one that came in, like, I think he was telling me he had enough credits to be like a sophomore when he came in. He wants to be a lawyer. I mean that's some intelligence there on the wide receiver spot, man. Who's smarter, you or Austin?
I'm not sure how to measure that intellectual ability, but I think we do definitely take a lot of pride in the receiver room as far as academics. I know Coach Grant does a great job of staying on top of us about that and keeping us accountable. And it's Coach Bull and his staff does a great job of taking academics very serious. They don't really mess around with that. They always handle that side of the football first before we even touch the field.
Now, your coach, your wide receiver position coach, Mike Grant, I remember him as a quarterback when I was growing up when he was at Nebraska, me being from Oklahoma. Does he still spin it pretty good? Can you tell he has some quarterback traits?
Yeah, I can tell he's still got a little bit in him. He throws to us just about every day in practice, and he's still got the arm. Not quite as good as it was back in the day, but he can still throw it.
It's not Josh Allen good, right?
Right.
Now, you ever catch one of his balls wrong where it jams the finger or anything like that when he slings it?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, that all probably can't feel good, right?
Nope. I mean, I've it's got to a point where my fingers are just numb now when I catch balls. It's just routine.
How far? Okay, now you tell us. I've asked Josh if it came down to it, a Hail Mary, where would he feel comfortable throwing it from? He said from 75 yards out. Do you buy that? Is that good, or do you feel even? Can he throw it further?
That's pretty accurate. I guess in a pressure situation, he would step up and make the play. And I mean, 75 yards. That's quite the ways to throw it. But he's got a lot of confidence, and I believe he could make that throw if it was necessary.
Hey James, it's great talking to you, man. We do appreciate the time, and best of luck the rest of spring. And we'll talk to you when the season gets closer. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.